As presidential primary season plays out across the country, you may be wondering when Alaskans have their say. The answer is next month. But Republicans and Democrats in the state use different procedures for choosing delegates. The Democrats will gather in groups, like in the recent Iowa caucus. For Republicans, it's a more traditional ballot. APRN's Andrew Kitchenman has more.
Alaska's major parties will pick their candidates on different days. The Republicans will choose theirs on March 1st, also known as Super Tuesday. Their election, known as a presidential preference poll, will be conducted much like other elections. Each voter will be given a piece of paper with the candidates' names. They'll mark their preferred candidate and place the paper in a ballot box. Alaska will have the same number of delegates as much larger states like Oregon. That's because Alaska has voted heavily Republican in previous federal and state elections. Party Chairman Peter Goldberg said the combination of voting early and being heavily Republican gives the party outsized sway.
Even though by population we are a tiny state, we have a disproportionately large influence upon the ultimate selection.
Alaska Democrats will hold their caucuses across the state on March 26th, the same day as Hawaii and Washington. In the caucuses, voters who support each candidate will gather in a corner of their local polling place before casting ballots. Alaska Democratic Party Executive Director Kay Brown says the party has been energized by having a competitive nominating process between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders.
I think that it makes it more interesting to people, the fact that there's a contest, and it certainly will generate interest by the campaigns and turning their people out to take part in the caucuses.
For Republicans, a large field of candidates has drawn interest. Goldberg says Republicans also are capitalizing on a competitive primary season by increasing their registration.
People in Alaska, the Republicans in Alaska, are very excited, and I'm finding just on the phone calls that come to me that people are switching to the Republican Party. It's at least once a day that some Democrat is calling me and saying, how do I switch?
But while there is early excitement about the election in the state, few national campaigns have invested resources to build up campaign organizations in Alaska. On the Republican side, Ben Carson and Marco Rubio have state campaign coordinators. Sanders also has a coordinator based at the University of Alaska Anchorage. Matt Dean, a Republican activist, says the state will always struggle to receive large investments from presidential campaigns.
It does take a little bit of a time to get your base spread out to every state. Alaska only has 3 electoral votes. So, I mean, I do understand from a strategic standpoint. I did used to work on campaigns, but it is very nice to see when people at least make the effort to get up here.
The Republican preference poll and Democratic caucus will divide the state's delegates proportionally. But the elections don't actually determine who will travel to each party's national convention. The delegates will be chosen in local conventions, which also begin in March. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.